Time to catch up on all the world of entertainment. Now Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane joins us. Jayden, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm a bit shocked reading the little headlines you sent through about the topic today. Hugh Jackman under fire on social media. Like, what's this all about? I can't believe Hugh Jackman would ever be under fire for anything. I thought everybody from, you know, youngies to grannies just love this bloke.
Oh, absolutely. He's probably one of the nicest guys on the planet. And unfortunately, in this set of circumstances, he's been dragged into basically a scandal of workplace bullying that's broken out. What happened last week or so, a reporter, an expose, if you like, came out in the Hollywood Reporter on alleged behaviour of a Hollywood producer, Hollywood mogul by the name of Scott Rudin. And he is actually working as the producer on Hugh Jackman's upcoming Broadway show, The Music Man. And all of this particular scandal, all of the claims that have been made against this bloke, none of them are sexual, like what we had with Harvey Weinstein. They're more physical and verbal bullying. But because he's involved with Hugh's show, there has been sort of mounting pressure for the last week or so for Hugh to come out and either respond or essentially sack him from the production. And so Hugh has broken that cone of silence and came out and released a statement, all in caps, which is a little bit odd for my liking. But one line in particular that people have really sort of latched onto was that, finally, we heard from the most important voice in Scott Rudin. And naturally, the mob has come saying that the only voice that we should be hearing are from his alleged victims. So that's where Hugh sort of found himself, quite in the middle of a little bit of social media backlash. But look, I think it was probably the right move to release the statement. He said that the bloke is stepping back from that particular show of his and other shows on Broadway, but hopefully Hugh being sort of collateral damage in all of this, completely innocent, doesn't have any further consequences from it because he needs this show to get off the ground later in the year.
Talking of woes and things going on, Andrew O'Keefe's in a bit of trouble again.
Yes, two new domestic violence charges levelled against Andrew, one relating to the same alleged incident with his former girlfriend in January, and another new charge relating to an alleged incident in a different place also in the month of January. The case was slated to wrap up this week, but that didn't actually happen because Andrew's still in a rehab facility receiving treatment for his various mental health problems. We're hearing that most likely next month there will be a hearing, and then also he may learn his fate come June, but that's still unclear at this stage. But one thing I think is pretty clear is that his career is probably most likely over. I think any chances of a comeback from here are probably pretty slim, but to be completely blunt, that might be a good thing for him to get out of the spotlight and try and really sort of get on top of the demons that he's been struggling with. He's really been struggling with his mental health for some time, so it might be just the thing he needs, maybe.
Yeah. And also new details about an upcoming Boy George biopic.
Yes, we talked about this way back 2 years ago, I think it was, when it was first announced. But now we've got new details from Boy George himself this week. It's switching production houses from MGM to Millennium. And he says that it's set to start filming in the British summer, so June to September, our time. He says that the actor Danny Mays, who was the pirate in Tintin and a few other minor sort of roles, is going to play his father. He touted Keanu Reeves as having a role in the movie as well, but his publicist has come out and said, nope, that's not happening. So still a little bit more to play out there. They're still casting Boy George. They're looking for a young actor anywhere around the world. But yeah, more to come on that one with filming set to get underway in the coming months.
I'm actually quite surprised that Boy George doesn't want to play himself, you know. It's all about George.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
It usually is, yes. Yeah.
Indeed. All right, mate. Listen, thanks for that. Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Jayden Forster, Celebrity Lane.